Abnormal Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's me, your old pal, Roy, and I'm here with two of my co-hosts. We got Joseph Soto.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, and we got Humberto Moreno. Right next to me.
¿Cómo están? I'm not going to do the same thing.
That sounded great. That sounded like an alternative song.
We should ¿Cómo están? ¿Cómo están, pinches?
This is a little bit of a different podcast. This isn't the same as the normal, what you're used to already. You know, the hilarious slapstick.
All seven of you,
sound effects, you know.
Si se puede.
No, we're going to have very little of that in this podcast.
Yeah. This one's going to be very boring.
They told me to dumb it down, so I'm going to take it back for you guys, okay?
Sorry. Yeah, we're going to be talking about some conspiracies and paranormal shit. And, here we go.
Yeah,
okay, except for that one. That's a cool sound effect. We'll let that slide.
And we'll use it.
Top notch.
So, you guys have it. So, what's going on?
They're zoned out on their phones.
So...
Well, I was waiting for an introduction because you guys are...
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
you guys are jerking each other off.
This is how we make love.
We should sneak out. This is
also our first episode, and we have two very special guests.
Two very special.
They rode the short bus all the way over here. We got Timmy the Looper.
Yeah, he's back.
Say what's up, Timmy. If I can call you that.
Don't ever do that.
Look at his hair.
He's a mothy.
He's a suave Tim.
Add more syllables if you want to, but not Timmy.
Hey, what's up, Timothy?
See, that's fine. Anything other than that. Hi.
And we're joined by our other guest, Sonia Trevino.
Winner. Very funny people. Sonia, quick question. How many dead bodies have you seen?
Lost all the oils.
If she's got to think about it, that's scary.
One.
If we're going to get there.
Well, classify apparitions, abnormal stuff.
Okay, yeah, I was like, abnormally. My dad died.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't count.
He was pretty dead.
I'm talking about, you're walking down, the street.
Oh.
And, oh my God, I don't think that person is
dead body falls from the sky.
Dang, come. Freaking Boys in the Hood want to see a dead body? No.
You guys want to see a dead body?
Was that Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I'm ghetto. I used to be black. I know that movie.
Well, I thought that was the one where they cross the railroad and everything.
Oh, that's Stand
that's
By Me.
Yeah, right. Stand By Me.
Similar, but they didn't say, want to see a dead body.
Wait, what are we talking about right
remember?
Now?
Remember
Stand By Me?
Stand By Me.
Didn't River Phoenix come out?
River was in it.
Yeah, River Phoenix. Yeah, he was going places. River was going places.
Great. You know, this is a great song.
I really liked him. Shit. I just read up on the whole Heaven's Children.
Yeah.
Yeah, that cult his family was in. Holy shit, man.
Yeah, the hippie age. That's what it was. It was
they really messed up their children.
Isn't Joaquin Phoenix his brother? Right?
Yeah, it's his brother.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of like the Chris Farley or like the?
It's some of the same situation. Yeah, the Farley brothers. They're still in Hollywood, and so is River. Joaquin.
I was thinking Belushi. You end up with a shitty brother left over, and he gets to go on. It's you're not as good as the original.
You know what? Speaking of which, dude, this is actually the topic that I had brought up for this specific thing. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this movie. It's called, it's a movie that was never
Heaven
made.
Can Wait.
Shut up, Joseph. Finish my sentence.
Yo, Joseph Can Wait.
Hurry up.
Sorry, everybody else.
I need some explanation in there. Somewhere. Well, this movie, it was a movie script that had been shopped around for decades and decades in Hollywood. Nobody's ever been able to finalize it or get it made or anything. But there's been a lot of big names attached to this movie. And a lot of people think that the movie script actually comes with a bit of a curse. Because whoever winds up getting approached for it and who agrees to it eventually winds up dead of some weird circumstance.
You can say that's true about any movie script.
What's the movie, though?
Enough time.
The movie is actually about an Eskimo. It's called Atuk. And this was John Belushi's... This was his last movie that they approached him for right before he died.
Spell it. Atuk.
A-T-U-K. And all this information is actually coming from ontheodd.com, just so we can get that out there so people know where to look up this information.
Well, what's the story? I mean, is there a backstory to that?
Atuk is a screenplay written by Todd Carroll. It's basically an adaptation of a 1963 novel, but a lot of the people who've been approached, they wind up passing away. Like, it was John Belushi was one of the first people.
Who else?
John Candy was the second person who they.
I love John Candy.
Yeah. And who was the third? Was there a third?
It was Chris Farley. Farley was.
Well, I'm starting to see a pattern there.
Yeah.
So they're all.
they're all. Cocaine is the pattern here.
In John Candy's defense, though, it was the food that got.
The script comes with.
You know, I wouldn't mind taking on that project. I mean, I would try.
Hey, Joseph, I'm glad that you brought this up today. Mm-hmm. I accept.
I wouldn't mind taking on that project. That'd be very interesting. I mean, I put a lot of heart and soul into that. A lot of imagination, too.
Oh, you want to know who else is...
more soul than anything.
Before John Candy was approached, there was somebody else who was attached to it as well. It was Sam Kennison. Sam Kennison was also...
Wow, okay.
Yeah, he was...
Why are you looking at me? Because I look like him on stage sometimes?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'll do it. Joseph, we're doing it together, right?
Hey folks, it's me, your old pal Roy. I just wanted to go ahead and take a second and plug a local business. Our pals, Robert and Stephanie, owners of Sugar Glam Creations. They are so talented and very creative when it comes to flavors and designs. I mean, if you need a cake in the shape of the Flash, guess what? They got ya. You need a cake in the shape of a beer can, they got ya. Sky's the limit, people. So get at Sugar Glam Creations on Facebook to place an order while you can, at least, because their calendar fills up kind of quickly. Again, that's Sugar Glam Creations on Facebook, or you can call them at 956-685-6167. That's Sugar Glam Creations. Tell them your old pal Roy sent you.
Okay, so back to the paranormal.
Do you guys have anything? Any stories to share?
About, like, ghost stories in our town? All right. Sonia.
Damn!
In our town?
Sonia, you went to La Feria High School.
I did.
La Feria. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that elementary that everyone always talks about the hauntings in the elementary of CEL?
I went to school there. You know, I don't remember the
hauntings of CEL in La Feria, Texas. Let me explain. According to that one article I saw on Facebook that my tia shared.
So it's 50% legit.
She was there though.
Oh yeah, you weren't there.
She saw it.
She was there to
hear that it happened to her.
Yeah. Wait, sure.
So the story goes that the CEL is the oldest like school we have here in La Feria. Mm-hmm. It's been there like forever.
Did you ever go to school there?
Yes.
Me too. I went there 6th grade.
And some of the stories was that like you would hear like running children when nobody was there.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
So this is a legit. My niece lives next door to me. And I asked her, have you ever like heard or seen anything? And she told me, and she's like in the 4th grade. And she was
right
like,
now?
Yes.
Okay.
And this was like a couple of months back. Maybe in August, September. Let's give it September.
Don't lie to me. What month was it?
September 11th.
Alright. Oh. Oh, gosh.
I said that number so you can remember it. Never forget.
You got talk about paranormal.
You got that in the Alamo to remember. That's all you got.
That, yeah, I mean, Texas. So your 4-year-old niece in September
fourth grade, she's next door. And I asked her, like, have you ever... And she's like, yes, but I don't tell anybody anymore because they don't believe me. I was sitting in the restroom, and right next to the stall, I heard a little girl cry. And I went and tell the coach, there's a little girl crying. Can you please help her? And when they all went in, there was nobody there.
I could have sworn I've heard that story.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Same story?
Yeah.
About the little girl crying?
I
want
to say so much that somebody said something about a girl's restroom and someone crying.
Is there a pass there?
Oh, I mean, to be fair,
do you know if there's something linked to it? Or
it's a public school. The likelihood super old. Of a little girl being in the restroom crying is likely.
The odds are very high.
Yeah.
I broke into a lot of places when I was a kid. I did a lot of hood rat shit. There was this there's this old church that I lived near, or I used to live near when I was at my parents' house. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In Mercedes?
That scared me.
On the outskirts, like towards the country, if you go south of Mercedes, you eventually hit like a little colonia called Relampago. Mm-hmm. And then there's these dirt roads that go to like old cemeteries. There's like three of them out and like getting closer and closer to Mexico. There's this one that has a church right next to the cemetery and an old house. And the house has been there like forever.
Wait, I need to know where you're talking because my dad's cemetery is right there. Is it what part of it? Like Progreso, like Las Flores? Or?
Actually, Progreso already. It's already in that like part of, I guess, the city limits, but
like that road to Las Flores.
Yeah, but it's not the main road. There's like dirt roads back there, and they'll lead to this church.
Oh, okay.
And you can see it in the distance when you're driving. If you're going to like, you know, Mexico, you can see it in the distance in the brush, you'll see like a steeple and stuff.
Yeah,
you really pay
attention. Is that the one that they did the haunted house at?
Yeah, that, now it's a haunted house.
Okay,
bought,
sorry,
property,
did I ruin things right
no.
now?
Okay.
No, you're good.
No,
you're dead.
God,
your dad's the one who's dead. It's you're ruined, Sonia.
We don't have plug for that.
But before the property was owned by anybody, there was plenty of occasions where me and Joseph and a bunch of other friends would get together and like have a campfire, and then
I remember that.
We would talk about scary stuff and we'd want to go exploring, and that was the closest place to my house because we were already out like all the way out in the country. So one night we decided to like make a trip with everybody. We had like 9 people with us.
You were there?
Yeah.
You guys want to do that
How
tonight?
How old were you all?
We were maybe like 16, 17.
Yeah, we were
still
juniors
or
freshmen.
You want to do that tonight?
Well, I have to go to my dad's cemetery too. I don't want to go out there at night because there's
today's Sunday, right?
Tarantula holes out there.
I got shit to the
room.
We can kill those.
I don't get
tarantulas are easy. They're easy.
No, but they're all big.
Oh, the hissing ones are scary.
Oh, man.
You can block one hole.
Knowing my dad and the way his...
Really?
Yeah, that's how we used to do
his sense of humor was, he'd probably have one out there for
You're
me. Shit. Okay, I keep... We keep it...
Sidetrack.
You keep
sidetrack.
I apologize.
So, we make a trip out there. It's like 9 of us, and we break in. We decide to break in, like, a building at a time. So
real quick. I know I... How old were you all?
16, 17.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in high school. And I
remember I just borrowed my dad's truck.
That's right.
Dad's
yeah.
truck. He just got it like a week before.
And he got stuck.
And we done fucked up. We got stuck in a ditch.
We had just gotten done doing hood rat shit. So we were like trying to get out of there, make a quick escape. And then Joseph gets his truck stuck out there. And it's stuck. And he's like, what am I going to do? And I'm like, I can't exactly call my
everybody
parents.
Everybody helped push
yeah,
that
pushed
bitch
it out.
Out of the
we
ditch.
Pushed it out. It was a huge ditch.
Everybody. All like, what, 8 or 9 of us?
Yeah. We're like, we're going
to
get it.
And I'm here,
because I'm not calling
my
parents.
You'd be the lighter person to do it in there. Just saying.
Shut up.
Everybody needed to help.
The truck is pretty heavy enough as it is.
I'm the counterweight, you bastard.
A brick could have done.
Yeah, with a fucking truck taken off. I can just imagine that, like, pushing a truck out, they finally get it out, and then just take off.
Takes off.
Why'd you get that brisket sandwich?
why would you tell us to put a brick on the pedal?
Well, honestly, that night, that was pretty much the highlight. Like, that's really, nothing happened. We didn't see anything really creepy. We smashed the window, and we were going to get in, but then somebody else freaked out, so we decided to
take
off. Yeah,
because his truck was stuck.
And then his truck got stuck, yeah. Immediately after, that's when it got stuck. But there was this other time.
But here's the thing, though. You weren't outside with, like, 4 of us.
Oh, that's the story. Okay, that was the story of that.
You weren't out there with us.
I wasn't there. I was the one breaking the window trying to get in.
We were seeing a lot of shadow play that night. And that's why those two individuals that went to go tell you, I don't remember their names, but...
It was, I think I remember.
No names, guys. That's the rule. Right.
No names. Keep it private. Right. But there was a lot of shadow play, dude. I swear. I was tripping. I was chilling by the door on the truck, keying the ignition, waiting to go.
Because I remember, what I remember somebody telling me was it was like a guy, like a line of dudes just walking this, like in our direction.
What?
Yeah, like they couldn't really make out.
If I remember,
who it was,
I saw about 4 or 5 shadows.
That's what. Yeah, that was
together.
Yeah,
lined
walking,
up.
Yeah,
walking in the direction of like what maybe appeared the house.
I didn't see it though. I didn't see it. I was like, wow, these guys are. They want to leave. Whatever. Let's go.
Really?
Yeah, I stayed back with like 3 dudes and like 1 chick. Chick was cool. She's like, I mean, y'all a bunch of bitches. And the 3 dudes knew, who the fuck's that dude? What's going on? There's fucking shadows over there. Now that I realize that we were little punks.
The first, yeah, that first, because,
no.
Dude, we didn't start, I didn't start doing
I had a pack of smokes 21. On me at the time.
Yeah.
Don't.
You
had a pack of smokes.
I had a pack of Camel, you know, I didn't smoke a cigarette.
Had some Copenhagen chew it.
There was a second time that I went by myself, and this time I was working for a newspaper.
You're so ballsy, going.
The only reason why I even went by was because there was a van parked outside. So I'm like, maybe this is the owner's and I can get some information about
it. Maybe they have candy and puppies.
It didn't have free puppies painted on
the
side.
And the puppies wasn't even spelled right. Y-S.
It's just somebody from Mexico. Just
it was actually, it was a guy and his lady. And
they want a puppy.
The guy had just bought him, he just bought a camera. So he was like, I'm testing it out. I saw the steeple in the distance. So we decided to check it out. I was like, well, there's a little bit of folklore behind the place, which was the person who owned the property originally, he wanted, like, money and wealth and stuff. So he went to somebody to help him sell his soul to the devil. And in return, he's like, you're only going to get so much time. This, you know, speculation, honestly. This is the story that I remember being told to me. I don't even know who to source it to exactly, but this is just something that I don't know.
But who do we source it to exactly?
Like grandma, grandpa.
My tia from Facebook?
Yeah.
The post you were tagged in.
Yeah, pretty much. But,
okay, sorry.
That he sold his soul and that he was only going to have so much time to enjoy the wealth. So it gets closer and closer to the time where he's about to, like, you know, the day that he's supposed to, you know, get his payment or whatever. He doesn't want to go to hell, so he goes to that same witch doctor or whoever it was that helped him originally. And they're like, there's no way to get out of it. Like, this is already something that you've done to yourself, and, you know, you're just going to have to pay what you owe. But there are ways to kind of, like, go around it where you won't go to heaven, but you won't go to hell, but you'll be in, like, a permanent limbo. But there are
purgatory.
Steps. Yeah. Like, you have to, like, there are steps in order to do this. One, you'd have to build a church on your property, and then have your remains buried underneath the church, and that was the whole thing. Like, the man's remains are buried beneath that church, and ever since then, like, no, the family hasn't really ever been able to keep it because, you know, just financial troubles and stuff.
Dead guy.
I think probably really the property value.
The sarcophagus that was found. And
that's kind of neat. Would you bury yourself next to your house that you built?
Well,
fuck it, right? Like,
it seems old school.
I mean, instead of paying money to, like, a public cemetery, right?
Are you allowed to do that? Well, these days, no, right?
Probably not.
There's certain permits and requirements that must be met. You can do it.
All right, let's do that tonight. We'll go bury ourselves.
Yeah, but trying to escape. Ashes, you can't go anywhere. Mostly because it's not. I mean, they don't.
I want y'all to smoke.
Those are sad. Those aren't even mostly your relative.
I want my ashes to help a tree grow, and the tree is made out of weed, and I want all of you to smoke me if I die.
Well, it's on the podcast now, so
it's on record.
Take it back.
Hey, but
yeah.
You're not done, right? The man with the...
Oh, no. Well, I mean,
are you finished?
No. Going back to the guy and his lady friend at the house. I start telling him that story, what I know about it, and he's like, that's fucked up. And
yeah, you really killed him.
He's like, have you ever gotten inside? I'm like, no, nobody lives there, nobody owns a place. Like, you know, they're still trying to sell it and stuff.
But a church, right?
It was a church with a house and, like a big storage place.
I've seen a picture, yeah, okay.
So, he's like, let's go in. And I'm like, all right, I mean, if you got my bag, I got your back, whatever. I just met you, fine, let's do it. So,
just met you, fine, let's do it.
We get to a window, and I start lifting it up. And I start to hear, shh. I go to the guy and I'm like, dude, did you hear that? And he's like, hear what? And I was like, maybe it was just me. So I start lifting it up even further. And the window was all the way to the ground. It was like a huge window.
Yeah.
So I had to go all the way to the ground to lift it up. And I'm lifting it up. And I hear it again. I hear, shh, even louder. And I'm like, you didn't hear that? And he's like, no, dude, I didn't hear anything.
It wasn't the wind coming out of the window?
I lifted up, like, midway.
Did you have high cholesterol back then?
No, I lifted up midway, like, to where my stomach was. And then I hear, because it's a two-story house, then I hear, like, somebody stomping down the stairs really quick, just like... like, running down the stairs. And I was like, fuck that shit. Like, I'm not afraid of no ghosts, but a dude in the dark with, like, a fucking knife, like, that's horrifying.
Yeah, Yeah.
And what happened was eventually, when they did sell the property, there was a guy who had been living in there for the longest time, and they said that he was really unstable, that he was supposed to take, like, a lot of medication and stuff, and that I think he was, like, relatives of the family who owned it before, and he just was, like, never wanted to leave, or maybe had no other place to stay or something, but they had to, like, evict him, and I don't know whatever happened to him, but, yeah.
What would he eat, though?
Again, nothing's paranormal has ever.
Body that was buried underneath the fucking house.
Eating bodies.
I've never seen anything weird. Never seen anything weird.
Human jerky.
But I never, like, you know, I keep an open mind about stuff like that. Just, you know, I haven't experienced it yet. It's something that I haven't gone through.
Huh.
But those get close. Like, that's as close as it gets to.
Yeah, you just met a manic psycho.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, somebody had an axe, probably.
I think we should just redo the podcast and just be like crazy encounters with the homeless people. That's what the podcast is about.
I mean, what is a paranormal experience if not
anybody
that?
Have like I've never had, you know, I've never seen anything like a ghost or anything.
No,
although I have, I guess, recorded EVPs, and I have maybe something somewhere. We're at that cemetery, because like I said, we were there times where we would just go, and there's like several of them, so at one of the cemeteries, I did record something, and it was a really still night, very humid and hot, like no air at all, and everybody's off exploring, like, you know, gravestones and stuff, and I started asking questions.
Fucking, no wonder you guys are haunted. You guys are jerking off on gravestones.
This ain't gonna bring no harm.
So I start like asking questions and stuff, like, is there anybody here? I don't get any responses, but what I do hear is just very heavy breathing. It's just like,
what's the ghost up there?
Nobody. No one was next to me.
Hey, I have a deviated septum, okay? That's not funny. It's
right,
it's a medical condition.
It's pretty hot out there.
It's pretty hot.
I'm the one breathing.
Oh, but
Roy, you hear that? That's
you,
you
hear
fatty.
Me talking.
Where'd you get that paleta?
You talking simultaneously while you hear
the
breathing sound.
Being, well,
so while I'm saying things, you can hear it like that in the background.
And you have that on tape?
Somewhere. I have it on a phone saved somewhere.
That's cool.
You could upload that as like
cool,
ASMR.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, this is a dead person heavily breathing, and they're trying to cross. But also, it works for the sound.
This is something to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
Quite nice to like.
This
sounds nice. This is nice. I like breathing.
Ultimate ASMR, man.
And honestly, like, that's
beyond the grave.
That's kind of what I wanted the whole point of this podcast to be, is just to keep an open mind about stuff. You know what I've heard? I've heard that like the afterlife is supposed to feel like pure ecstasy and stuff. So what if it's like when you hear ghosts go, it's basically orgasms.
Like an
orgasm for the rest of eternity.
They're gonna come back and tell you you're gonna enjoy this so
much. I'm gonna use that.
What if all the ghosts are
ghosts
people
are just jerking on?
Yeah, but these are like the extreme ghosts that get off on like even more weird stuff, like going to creepy places and just orgasming all the time.
Or they like to run up and down stairs and just kidding.
Yeah,
well, was, like you have found people, that was a man.
Yeah, that was an actual. Yeah,
that was a bum.
Psycho murderer or something.
But he probably orgasmed there.
He wasn't. I don't think it was murder.
In that one little corner.
He lived there. He definitely
with a stick figure,
no,
collected
definitely.
Hair.
With a, he had a dog. I think that's who was shushing.
Wow, he was fucking the dog!
That poor dog.
Now, our next guest was Daniel Saldana, and he is with the Haunted Paranormal Society of San Benito. That's where he's also originally from. We had a lot of fun recording this, so I hope you guys enjoy this.
Hey, Daniel!
What's up, man?
I'm joined with Joseph Soto, Humberto Moreno, and two other special guests that we have on right now, Sonia Trevino and Timothy Looper.
Hi.
Hi, Daniel.
What's up, Danny? Hey.
Daniel, welcome to the show.
I'm actually getting ready with a couple of beverages.
Oh, nice.
And my notes.
Nice.
And my notes. So I am ready to rock and roll, man. I am ready to
Nice, you're way more prepared than any of us were today, that's for sure. But, yeah, dude, tell us a little bit about what you got going over there, man. You're up in Victoria, Texas right now, I believe?
Yeah, Victoria, Texas, dude. Yeah, go ahead. I don't know if you guys have... I can fucking talk, but I can fill 3 hours.
Daniel, don't fill up 3 hours, but do answer a couple of some of our questions. You seem like a man who likes to you laugh at the face of danger. Have you ever been attacked by an entity from another world?
Another world?
Like
an alien and shit?
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what. Hunter.
No, hold on, because, okay, another one of my personal, goals in my life until the day that I die, I'm on a goal, right, and it's going to sound fucked up and crazy, but fuck it, I mean, you've probably seen worse. Mm. I'm on a goal to find God, dude. Like, I'm on a goal to, like, at the end of my mission, right?
Mm-hmm.
On this, that what I'm doing. Like, I'm either gonna find God or find death. You know, I'll probably sure I'll find the ladder first. The short answer to
yeah, the question was, have you been attacked?
Yeah. No, let's get to that. I've never been attacked directly, but I've been with people who have been attacked. I've been with people who have been touched, and we have preparations ready for something like that happens.
Like a rape kit or Plan B or.
And we get the person out of the location, and we sage them, you know, we sage them, and then there's a couple of prayers we have to do, and sometimes that does not work, man. I mean, there was one case over at La Piatita. Is everybody familiar with that place in San Benito?
Yeah, San Benito.
I've heard of San Benito.
Yeah, man. Like, if you're on the expressway and you blink, you're gonna miss it.
Oh, okay.
Check it out. There's a right now as we speak, dude. Right now as we speak, and I'm in fucking Victoria, dude. I'm nowhere near that place. But right now as we speak, the fucking leads inside that location are moving so slow, dude. Like, the fucking trees are swaying and shit. And it is dark. It is nasty. It is dirty with fucking negativity, dude. I've taken people out there. And they all report the same thing.
What's
the... It's not that the aesthetic is getting to them. It's because, you know, I kind of watch everybody. And then I know by their certain reactions, you know, when it's time to ask them a question, mm-hmm. like, what's going on?
Like,
you know, how do you feel? And stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody always reports the same thing. They're like, nah, there's like crazy ass negativity. You know, I keep getting bothered. And then usually you're going to feel, you're going to feel like tingling in your back, like a cramp almost. And then after that, you'll get like stomach pains and
like
that's
Danny.
What can happen is because, yeah.
Besides like the negativity, what kind of feelings are they actually feeling? Sadness or anger or like what is it? This tingling thing.
Like visiting your in-laws.
Okay. usually when we get a heavy spirit, right? When we get a heavy entity, because we really don't know. What we're making contact with. Whoever tells you, oh, I can channel whoever and whatever. No, that's bunch of baloney. You could open yourself up. Like you guys in your room right now that you're in, you could if you meditated well enough and if you asked just there where you're sitting for something to make contact with you.
No.
Chances are you're gonna get close because I'll take a little detour just to explain another point.
Okay.
Have you ever met like the mother-in-law dude that doesn't like you? She's like a fucking wretch. She's like, she's always frowning. You don't have anything nice to say.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A little fucking strong, dude. Have you ever met anybody like that?
Yeah, of course.
I go to HEB all the time.
Okay. Well, here's the thing on that. Hold on, I'm taking a sip real quick.
Go for it.
No.
Yeah, while you take a sip, we're going to take a hit of crack real quick, dude.
We're going to You know, don't die until the podcast is over.
We'll get this out, yeah.
Whoever has 911, don't call it yet.
That's why you know it's a good podcast.
Don't die until you edit it.
Now, this person covets silly things, like the food in the refrigerator, or like... the door, the front door, the back door, she always keeps it locked for no reason. Even though you're outside, she'll lock the door on you. Mm-hmm. Or she'll, like, go to the kitchen and she'll make sure the dishes are where they're supposed to be or you know, takes a look at the food inside. And you know, somebody who covets stupid
right.
shit like that. I mean, have you ever noticed anybody like that? And they're well into their 50s or 60s, that what you're looking at is a poltergeist in the making. It sounds ridiculous. That shit is fucking funny, you know.
Yeah.
But on the more serious side of it, that person covets these things because it's a way for them to control you in a way, or manipulate you, or to get a rise out of you, or whatever. For her to feel like she's impacting your life in a certain way. So, and you know, in your head, you're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's ridiculous, you know?
Right.
Like, dish, food, and the what? Like, the front door, like, what the fuck? I'll go open it right now. You know, but...
Like,
but
the towels and shit.
So what you're saying is that energy is sort of in a way tied to the objects of control? Is that what you're saying?
It is. This person at one point in time, right? Okay, you'll know it when you talk to her. She's a wretch. She is nice to your face, but then does these fucking things that just fucking over, dude. They're like inconvenient.
It's like he's talking about her.
But you start to notice them. You're like, hey, what the fuck, you know, where's this lady at, or whatever, you know, where's grandma, dude, everything's locked up, and, you know, grass is overgrown and shit, like, what the fuck, so you walk in there, and, it smells to fucking high heaven, like, rotted meat and shit, and you walk in, and you put grandma fucking 2 weeks dead. Okay, well, anyway, a wretch is somebody who, already feared living, towards the end. And as much as she wanted to get right with the Lord, right? Because we're going to have to tie in religion.
Right.
Tie it in.
She wanted to tie in the Lord or whatever. She just couldn't because she coveted a lot. She coveted. So what happens to a person like that is that the things that they covet, they're going to covet in death. You know, their energy, their essence stays locked inside that house. And then every day, on a certain day, when there's enough, and this is, I have a little theory, I'm not all together with it, but there's these particles from outer space, right?
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. Throw it in there. So, yeah, you're on board with this, right?
I'm listening.
There's these particles from space, right, neutrinos. We're always being bombarded by them, you know, no matter what. I mean, these fuckers, they end up in everything. And scientists had to build this, like, underground lab with a certain special type of equipment that can pick these particles up because you really can't get them anywhere else. So anyway, what actually makes up this black matter, the, you know, the gray matter in space, okay? But we're going to leave that alone because space is not my deal.
That's
right?
A big, yeah, that's a whole other podcast episode.
More Earth realm. Anyway,
right on.
When these particles hit these energies, right, these entities, like let's say grandma, right, like let's just call our entity grandma.
Okay.
When these particles shine through the window and they hit grandma, incidentally, well, grandma becomes more tangible. You know, grandma becomes more solid. Grandma becomes more, I don't want to say powerful, but the bitch can move things now.
She-Hulk.
Like, yeah. Roided grandma.
It doesn't last long.
Oh, okay.
You know, it doesn't last long. It lasts long enough as it does, you know. I don't know if grandma has a chair at the window and she stares out at, you know, like in that movie Ghost Story. Have y'all seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Twice.
I just saw it.
Well, I mean, it's sad as fuck, but I love that movie because it hits on a lot of fucking running theories, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It hits on a lot of running theories about ghosts, you know.
Mm.
And I hate the term ghost, but there isn't a better term for energy that used to be used other than entities. But
what about apparition?
Apparition, man, dude, yeah, if you want to hit terms, like, this is a whole other podcast.
Okay, so that's not the word. That's not the word.
All right, Daniel, answer me this. You can answer me this, Daniel. If aliens do exist and if they die on Earth, they're ghosts. Do you think they could haunt harder or softer than human ghosts? Go.
That's fucking gangster, dude.
Alien ghost? That is
pretty That's a good heavy hitter question, man. That's pretty
Hey, you say you call you got a call, you got an expert.
Dude, that's a movie with like two sequels at least. Ghost alien.
And there was
They're like, buried in an Indian burial ground.
Hey folks, it's me, your old pal Roy again, and I just wanted to take some time to mention that Cine El Rey in McAllen, Texas has open mics every Tuesday and comedy night every Wednesday night. As a matter of fact, this night that we're releasing our podcast, Sonia Trevino is hosting as I speak. Don't forget that every Wednesday night we have comedy nights there at Cine El Rey, so look them up on Facebook for more information. And I also wanted to take a little bit of time to mention that our pal Sonia Trevino is also having a show coming up on April 19th at the Kraken Lounge in Brownsville, Texas. So don't miss out on that. It's going to be a great night of nonstop hilarity.
Which brings me to my next topic, Daniel. In Ghostbusters, when Ray is getting a blowjob from a ghost, is that a real possibility?
Well, Dan Aykroyd has said that that was an encounter, an actual encounter, and that's why they put it in Ghostbusters.
If that ever happens to you in real life, it's not
going to
be
pleasant. Well, I think it's different.
I don't know. A blowjob's a blowjob.
Yeah, that's a pretty terrible blowjob.
I can tell you a story.
I've got a lot of teeth involved.
Yeah.
Daniel, now I wanted to touch up on... Oh. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, dude, ghosts have teeth.
you're going to get ass raped.
Oh, no.
By a sucking... These beings, like, they're not many. But, I mean, they're very few, but they do exist. And if you ask me, oh, okay, well, why did I get in and why didn't my neighbor get in? Is that Megan? 1849, which happens to be the cholera outbreak here in Victoria, where, you see my segue, dude?
Yeah, good job, man. I was talking about that.
Nice. He's done this before.
1849, hundreds of people died, okay? And then the funny thing about that, if you read that little thing that I gave Roy, that little
that's
on Black Peter.
I wanted to touch on that too.
It wasn't just a porno name. They called him Black Peter because I think he was a slave.
Hmm.
Okay, this guy, Black Peter, he would go into houses. You know, people would tell him, all right, well, there's like five people dead in that house over there. There's like three people dead in the other house. And then there's, just countless dead all over town.
Right.
His job was to go in these houses, take the bed sheets off their bed, put each individual body in the sheet, tie that sheet from end to end, stack the bodies on a wagon, and then haul them over to what is now Memorial Square, which used to be the first graveyard established by Cabeza de Vaca.
I think that's why Trump wants the wall.
Fuck the wall, dude. That's what, you know, Mexicans know how to dig a badass cave, bro.
True.
You know? No, but my point in saying 1836, the colonists here. Victoria was 22 years old, 1836. Some of the people that are buried in Memorial Square are some of the dead from the Alamo, or definitely from San Jacinto.
Wow.
Okay. From San Jacinto. That's how old that graveyard is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of history in that square, and on Friday, we're going to do a live stream ghost hunt, and I am looking to make contact with fucking Black Peter, dude.
Whoa.
You know? Hey, isn't that a badass porn name? Like, if I was a big black dude, that's probably what
Black Peter? That sounds like a great porno name.
It's a little on the nose.
It's a little too obvious for you?
What? Yeah. No, here's the funny thing about Black Peter. The thing about that dude was...
He was hung.
Hey, that dude. It wasn't just that. Because Black Peter would bury your... You're dead, right? You're dead. Like, you go up to this black dude and hey, man, you're like, half my family's dead and I need you to, like, risk your life and wrap him up and then bury him and shit, okay? Mm. What happened was that they dug a big old mass grave, like the one we have in San Benito that they refused to acknowledge and put up a sign at least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we had one of those here in Victoria, and it was a big old hole, and they had this, he was probably a slave, I don't know. But his job was to actually go into people's houses and then get the diseased dead, wrap them up, put them on carts, and then take them to this mass grave and just dump them there.
Mm.
Okay? So
probably not a slave if he had a job and was able to earn money.
This guy, check it out though, but this guy did this for a whole year, right? Until the disease subsided, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, he didn't have any more work because he was dying, so fuck it, you know?
Right.
He heard Louise. Louisiana was dropping like flies, so he takes
off
to Louisiana.
Oh.
Yeah, that was interesting. The article you sent Roy and we read it, but it said that he after Victoria, he went to Louisiana because cholera started spreading there and they had more deaths, so he went there to make money. So what makes you think he'll be in Victoria, yeah, not Louisiana at this point?
Well, the thing about it is, what I'm trying to get across with Black Peter was that the dude never got sick.
Huh.
You get it?
Right.
The dude never got sick. But here's the science on that shit, right? Okay. For Black Peter to bury one of your dead, you have to give him $2.50, which I imagine was quite a bit of money back then.
Or a steal.
And a jug of whiskey. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So fucking Black Peter has more whiskey than water to drink. Yes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get cholera?
How do you get cholera? Water?
By drinking water.
Oh, shit.
Not just any water, just standing water, like terrible water.
Yeah.
All these fucking gringos were pissing and shitting in their own drinking water.
Mm.
So they call in some countries astronauts.
And they couldn't figure out why they were dying. This fucking...
Plus, you had enough alcohol on to kill anything.
This black dude, you know, he was a drinker.
Right.
You know? He was drinking whiskey all the time, so that's why he never got sick.
Because
the amount of water that he did drink, he probably boiled or founded the ground like sweet water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I imagine that, I mean, if you're getting, if somebody's giving you beer, like cases of beer, like often, like every day, boom, here's beer. I imagine you're going to be drinking a little bit more beer than you are going to be drinking water.
True. Very true.
But that's just my theory on it. I really don't know. Maybe he was fucking naturally immune to it and nobody ever caught on to that, because that's an immunity to fucking cholera, wouldn't you?
Right.
So,
you know,
no, go ahead. Sorry.
So, yeah, it's interesting that guy had the job he did and, you know, without any protocols, whether he got sick or whatever, and never died, never got sick, and he moved up to Louisiana and did it there, and then after that I lose track of him. I don't know whatever happened to that guy.
So you're thinking that, you know, Peter was working with all these dead bodies, that somewhere along the way he picked up a lot of residual energy, and you think somehow he's still here?
Well, the thing about it is, there's a high school right across the street. Can you believe that shit?
Hmm.
There's a high school right across that abandoned graveyard.
Wow.
And I did a small little intro video that I don't think anybody gets to. But in that video, in that video, I show you the high school. It's creepy as fuck. I mean, it's more creepier than the Puente Calafa High School in San Benito, which I am going to do eventually. It goes up there. That high school was built in 1901.
Mm-hmm.
That high school. Yeah. And it used to be a three-story. It used to be a three-story building. But, well, I mean, the third level kept getting burnt down for some reason. They could never figure out what the fuck was going on.
Probably because it was built in 1901.
All sorts of shit was just wrong with it.
No, but originally they wanted to build it over that graveyard there that was so gnarly.
Dang.
Yeah, it was a huge fight, lawsuits, people fucking getting into fist fights, and, you know, it's just they wanted that high school built on top of the graveyard, and then I'm glad that whoever fought it, and fought it far enough to save the graveyard.
Yeah.
But how spiteful are they? Just like, well, we'll still build it across the street.
Yeah. I mean, dude, if it was that easy, they just should have done that in the first place. I don't know what their hangover was, you know, doing it over to a bunch of dead bodies, which are still there, by the way.
So I tell you what we're going to do, Daniel. We're going to start winding down the episode already. So I'm going to go ahead and give you some time, dudes. That way you can plug whatever you got going with yourself, man. Anything you want to push?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just, hey, this Friday, I'll be doing a live ghost hunt there at Morris Square, Victoria, Texas. And we're looking for 5 feet of dudes. I mean, you know, not his actual member.
Yeah.
A bunch of locals talk about camping on that area.
Mm.
You know, if you're ever partying out on a Saturday night, you know, do not fall asleep there.
Whoa.
No, do not lay there. Do not be there, because Black Peter is going to you know, he will take you and he will bury you. Like, you know, that's the legend, that's the story here in Victoria.
Oh, really?
You know, we have La Llorona, we have La Lechuza, well, they got Black Peter, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that's intense.
So we're hoping to make contact with this entity, and yeah, dude, we're
going
to see what we get.
Cool, dude. Do you want to plug your Facebook page for the Paranormal Society?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely anybody who's listening, all right? I'm not your typical ghost hunter because I really don't give a fuck if I offend you.
Okay.
So my intention is to bring history out and to hopefully, you know, connect with you as far as you seeing the history for what it was, and then conducting a ghost hunt, you know, according to what had happened in that given area.
Probably have you again on, that way we can touch on other things later on in the future too, you know, like other things that you experienced down here in the valley when you get back and stuff. Maybe we'll have you in person next time or something. Well,
thank you for stopping by, Daniel.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, man. Hey, you know, if you guys did get turned on or whatever, I'm sorry.
No, dude, that was some awesome Black Peter shit, dude.
Yeah, apology accepted.
I really enjoyed Yeah, dude, it was some awesome, like, you know, like...
It took us a journey, man.
I had no idea about the Victoria's version of, you know, like... Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. Fun facts.
I'm hoping that the video is going to be fucking badass. You'll get to see everything I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude, for sure. We'll link that into this episode as well. We'll have that linked up once we release it and everything. That way, everybody will know what to watch.
Cool,
yeah,
man.
Alright.
Dude, thanks for being on the podcast, dude. Everybody.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Hey. That was fun.
That was good stuff, Daniel.
Hope you find your black guy.
I hope you enjoy your member.
Have a good night, man. All right. Yeah, dude.
Bye.
Yeah.
All
right. Bye.
That was the end of the podcast, folks. I want to go ahead and thank Daniel Saldana of the Paranormal Society for being on our show for this episode. He was a great sport.
I also want to go ahead and mention that the music for this entire episode was provided by a great friend of mine, a talented musician. His name is Daniel Ibarra. I requested something kind of dark, ominous, and the guy delivered, man. Great musician. If you're looking for him on Facebook, you can find him at Daniel Ibarra on Facebook. DanielYBarra. That's Daniel Ibarra. Great guy. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We're going to try and have something coming out at least once a month, so keep an ear out for us. This is Roy Gomez signing off. And as always, don't stop believing.